Several weeks ago, David Overland was given a $10 bill. He was one of a few thousand people in southern Wisconsin asked by Summit Credit Union to pay the money forward. In other words, Overland was tasked with giving the cash away to someone who could use it more than he could.
This was wonderful. This was quite a surprise for my day. So.
So they just gave you $10 in cash. What are you going
to
do with it?
Well, I'm going to go give it to the United Way. That's exactly what they gave it to me for.
At select branches, anyone who came into the credit union at a particular day and time was given a crisp $10 bill to give away. But coming from a bank charity, that doesn't seem like a lot of money.
It doesn't, but hopefully, you know, they're going to give away a lot of $10 to people. And, you know, hopefully everybody actually gives it away. So that would be nice.
Actually, Summit Credit Union aims to give away much more than that. Called Pay It Forward, the program aspires to stimulate the spirit of philanthropic giving among ordinary people. Campaign coordinator Alexis Endicott says they plan to do this at each of Summit's 20 locations.
It's $1,000 per branch, so it's $20,000. It can affect probably 5 or 6 different markets that we're in, have an impact on, you know, whether it's the schools or charities or just promoting goodwill around each of those communities.
Summit Credit Union's offices include locations in Madison, Beaver Dam, Lake Mills, and Portage. And for some, these seemingly small contributions will go far beyond their local communities. Kari Meyerland is among 3 residents in the town of Fitchburg who decided to support an overseas relief organization.
We decided to pool our money and we're going to invest on Heifer International, which is a philanthropic organization where you can actually buy animals and other things that you can pledge to different communities or countries, and we are buying a goat in Honduras so that we provide a sustainable donation rather than something that's consumable.
Sharing in the goat donation, Karen Gaustad says the money offered up by Summit Credit Union helps her to continue and expand her current levels of charitable giving.
Well, when I find the right source for giving, I think, you know, I always try to do something like that, and this was easy to do. They made it relatively painless other than the video.
Oh yeah, there's one other catch. Everyone who received a $10 bill was asked to make a short video declaration of how they plan to pay it forward. Posted on Summit Credit Union's website, each video can be viewed online by friends, families, and interested observers, and then voted on.
Actually, it's a rating system similar to YouTube. They can rate their favorite videos. So they'll want to be sure to share them with their friends and families because the top rated video will win $500 for themselves and $500 for a charity of their choice.
Janann Yasri, Executive Director of the University of Wisconsin Center for Nonprofits, said the Pay It Forward program is a good community gesture to promote individual charitable giving in tough economic times.
They're handing $10 to someone, but it's then going to cause that individual to think about, oh, where should I give this? And do I have the capacity to maybe match that with my own $10? All of a sudden, the gift is doubled, and the amount is really relative. It just engages that person in thinking about how they want to gift.
You can vote for your favorite Pay It Forward video until June 15th online at summitcreditunion.com. For Wisconsin Public Radio, this is James Mills.